Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories in northern Minnesota. And the Brainerd Lakes area is gearing up for the 10th annual Brainerd Lakes Music Festival. Well, actually, the Prelude events are already happening around the area. And ultimately, the Brainerd Lakes Music Festival will be bringing 166 professional musicians to the area throughout the month of August, or between now and the end of the month of August. And Executive Director Scott Likens and Artistic Director Taylor Ward are going to tell us more about the festival that's going to be spanning for the next, 6 weeks or so. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Do I have both of you?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Okay. So when I think of a festival, let me turn this music down just a second here. When I think of a festival, I usually think of just a weekend-long event, but the Brainerd Lakes Music Fest is much more than a week. Can you guys break it down for us?
Yes, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Taylor is having some problems.
Oh, shoot.
But I can pick that one up. When we first started doing programs in 2009, the Lakes Area Music Festival was a much smaller beast than it is now. This year we will be producing 53 events in 22 days. And that is through our concert programs and our education programs and outreach. And in addition to that, though, most of those activities are packed into 3 weeks in August, August 4th through the 26th this year. But in addition to that, we have year-round programming where we are doing concerts both in Minneapolis to reach our audience there, mostly up here in central Minnesota. And one of our biggest education programs is our Music Mentors Project. And with that, throughout the school year, we are bringing in Minnesota Orchestra and Minnesota Opera professional musicians into the public schools of central Minnesota. And each year we serve about 2,500 students through that program. So we are kind of running all year round, much more than just one weekend. But these activities coming up in our three-week August season are kind of when we pack as much into those days as we can.
Last weekend was the kickoff of the Prelude series. How did it go, and what's next for that series?
Yes, this past weekend we had three concerts. And our annual Prelude series, over two weekends, we do six concerts going out to smaller communities around our area. And we know that it's really hard to fathom what our concerts are going to be like, especially for someone who maybe hasn't had the opportunity to attend classical music performances before. Mm-hmm. And so we go out and meet them in their community. This coming weekend, we are actually in Bemidji right now rehearsing with mezzo-soprano Abigail Levis from Deutsche Oper Berlin. She'll be joining us this coming weekend for concerts where we go to Motley, to Deerwood, and Nisswa. So for listeners here, probably that Nisswa concert this Sunday evening would be the closest. Again, just really trying to reach out to everyone in our audience, energize the people who will be joining us in August, while also trying to pick up some new classical music fans and Lakes Area Music Festival fans.
And the concert series that comes up after these 3 weeks, it looks like, according to your website, most of these events are free.
That's right. So from the beginning, we have wanted to make sure that we're inviting as many people to classical music and to our organization as we can. And one of the ways that we want to do that is to remove any barrier that's going to make it a difficulty or challenge for them to come, for them to bring their family to see you know, a professional orchestra, or maybe sit through an amazing opera, or even the summer ballet. Yeah. And so we do our concerts without charges, but they are far from free. All our musicians are coming from top orchestras and opera companies around the world. And this year we'll be raising about $500,000 paying for them to come here to Minnesota and share their gifts with our audience. Instead of selling tickets or charging a set fee, what we do is we just ask our audience as they come through our doors, concert after concert, to put a value on that for themselves. and donate as they're able. And through the past 9 years, we have been met, that request has been met with profound generosity, with a lot and lot of people who are all giving a little bit that they can to make this wonderful product.
Whoa. So you were saying that the professional musicians are coming from literally all over the world. How do you find the musicians?
Well, that's a really fun part of the job for Taylor and I. And unfortunately, Taylor isn't able to talk about it himself since his phone isn't working right now. But he is spending the year performing as an opera singer around the world. So when he's in New York or Paris or any kind of major artistic center, he's meeting new colleagues and talking about the festival. And one of the fun things for us is that as he does that, and as I am making contact here in America with the orchestras year-round, so many of our colleagues now are, as soon as we mention the Lake City Music Festival in Central Minnesota, they know what we're talking about, and they have heard about our great reputation, not just our artistic excellence, but also that we are a great place where great people gather.
We sure are. So there is the piece I played in the beginning, just for our listeners to know, that is a portion of Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. That part was called Simple Gifts. And I know that you're bringing a ballet to town to dance, right? Dancing along with the players.
Exactly. So we have a great orchestra lined up to perform Aaron Copland's classic American ballet score. And 3 years ago, as Taylor and I were looking at the future artistic vision of our organization, at that point we already had great chamber music performances. We had a wonderful symphony that was finishing up our season, and we were already doing ballet production. So in order to really have a complete demonstration of the performing arts, the next natural step was ballet. And so as I was looking for a dance company to partner with, we found St. Paul Ballet. And not only did their mission for artistic excellence match with ours, but we have strikingly similar missions about bringing new people to the art of dance or music and removing barriers to make them accessible. So it seemed a very natural fit that we would work together on projects, and this will be our third time having them visit with us in Brainerd and kind of collaborate on a new production of this year, Appalachian Spring.
Love that. And I know, okay, so that's for people to watch, but then there's also, for participation, there's a yoga event going on as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Exactly. So, yeah, our festival season is kind of fit around Wednesday evening and then Saturday night and Sunday afternoon performances. That yoga event fits into our outreach program, and we started that 2 years ago with the idea that while we have these amazing artists here in rural Minnesota, we could bring them outside the walls of our home venue, Tornstrom Auditorium in Brainerd, and out into the community where people who maybe wouldn't or maybe couldn't hear them otherwise would get a little taste of what we do. And so this year, actually, we'll be doing two outdoor yoga classes with live music. The first will be in Brainerd, and I'll be playing my cello. And then the second one will be on the football field at Brainerd High School and have a string quintet playing music, which is always a lot of fun to get outside, get on your mat, and enjoy some great music. In addition to that, though, our outreach program also does a number of other things. We'll be doing a few kids' concerts at public libraries. We will be doing four concerts at the Crow Wing County Jail. We do a creative songwriting workshop with women at the Mid-Minnesota Women's Center. So a lot of different things. This is actually for the first time we are doing an outdoor block party in downtown Brainerd, so that's a lot of fun. So a lot of different ways that we can reach new audiences and serve people in need.
Right. Okay, so just to remind our listeners, I'm talking with Scott Likens right now. He is our executive director of the Lakes Area Music Festival. Scott, can you talk a little bit about your vision of this sort of arts-centered economic development?
Yes, I can. And okay. I am a native of the Brainerd Lakes area. I grew up on Gull Lake and went to public schools in Brainerd. So I think what's so special for me is to come back year after year and now this year celebrate our 10th anniversary season. And through those 10 years, see how the community has developed. And I like to think that our organization has been a big part of that. Not only changing the cultural landscape and the cultural opportunities available to people in our area, but also contributing and using the arts as a tool for economic development. And our vision as an organization is to become a national destination for classical music lovers while also serving our local audience here. So as we think of people coming in and planning their vacations around our concerts and taking up residence here in central Minnesota and going to restaurants and different stuff like that. And on top of that, having 166 musicians from all over the world coming into town, I think that does a lot of great things and immeasurable things for a rural community. And we have enjoyed watching that impact over the last years, and we look forward to seeing that continue to grow as well, in particular as Brainerd has just passed a referendum to build a new performing arts center downtown.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And I don't know what happened with Taylor's phone, but thank him too. Thank you both for all the work you're doing to bring this high caliber, all these high caliber experiences to Northern Minnesota. And I think it's a great model for other communities to pay attention to as far as bringing the arts to bring the people to town.
That's a good way of putting it. And thanks so much for having us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you all at our concert.
Yeah, have a great season.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
That was Scott Likens. He's the executive director for the Lakes Area Music Festival, and for a full lineup of all the events going on throughout the next month and year that'll be organized by the Lakes Area Music Festival, check out their website. It is lakesareamusic.org. And this conversation has been made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.